Okay, I'm actually going to take an interlude from the fishing experiences and just relate some thoughts on alcohol. Because what's really interesting is that, well, I've learned, you know, I'm looking back at my whole year and a half that I've been in Alaska, it's really been an amazingly formative time for me. Because I've understood many, many things. One was just the importance of being totally direct, totally honest with people. I don't think I'm withholding anything. Though occasionally there's people. I also learned the benefits of getting along with your enemies, but that's something else. Something that I've really experienced here in force is some of just the evil effects of alcohol. And it's just such an amazing thing. Because I'll get on the philosophizing later. But just so I can remember all this later on, I mean, there was the experience with Jurgen where he was hell of a nice guy, an amazing guitar player, and then one day on his way to Cyrano's in downtown Anchorage, he just disappeared. He was gone for 2 days and came back and was almost catatonic for a period of time. It was bizarre. And a very negative experience there. Another one with Eric, same kind of thing. I really got along with him and thought he was a nice guy, and got drunk and just got crazy stupid. It was the night of the bush. I probably told that story enough that I won't forget it. Another thing is with, I mean, he would repress everything. When he started drinking, it started to come out. And the interesting thing is he'd always make passes at people when he was drunk, and he always made a big point of passing on his opinions of who he thought was gay. It always made me think that he was pretty repressed. That department. And same thing with Chris Richards, this guy I barely know, but it's just another example of someone who buries their emotions and can only let them out through drinking. And it's really disgusting. The thing is that alcohol is just so pervasive, there's no remedy to it at all. I mean, it seems like you'd need to fundamentally rethink society, or you need people to rethink themselves, rather. Because right now, alcohol's sometimes the only outlet people have. And take away that outlet renders them, I don't know.